Line.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good and His mercies endures forever. I welcome everyone to this awesome time of the Hour of Fulfillment. And I believe God tonight, that God of heaven and the earth is going to bless you and change your story forever. But before we go into the word today, can we just have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. We thank you, Father, because of your mercy, because of your word, because of your blood, because of your name. Thank you because of this wonderful audience. Thank you because of your word going into their life to transform them from inside out. Thank you because of your glory revealed by the power of your word. And Father, Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that as we just share your word this evening, Lord Jesus, that you will save, you will deliver, you will set free. Lord Jesus, you will anoint your people afresh. Lord Jesus, you will open their eyes of understanding. Holy Spirit, go forth. Lord Jesus, let my tongue declare your word in a wisdom that will bring total transformation in the life of the people. And we vow that we will return all the glory and all the name and all the praise to you, O God. In Jesus' mighty and excellent name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you one more time to this awesome time of change, because I call it time of change because God's word not only encourages you, it changes you. It puts you where you belong because it's the architect of everything in the universe. God's word is God's instrument of transformation. He sent forth his word. He heals them. By his word, we are able to stand. By his word, we are able to prevail. We win all battles of life through the word of the living God. So tonight, I want you to just get yourself together because God is about to give you a new phase of life. Now, listen to this. We've been dealing with this series, Sweatless and Profitable Living. Sweatless. I mean, I like the way I pronounce it. So I want you to hear it. Sweatless and profitable living. It is possible to win in life without sweating. It is possible to win in life without struggle. And we saw Jesus Christ was explaining this to the people that listened to him when he was here. Because you need to see this. That we are called for peace. We are called for joy. We are called into power. And we are called into dominion. We are not called to live a life of struggle, hardship, and defeat. That is not why Jesus Christ came here to suffer. If we bent on learning from Jesus Christ, life would take a brand new form. I remember Jesus Christ was saying, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take your yoke upon me. He said, come and learn of me, and you will receive what? Rest unto your soul. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28. Now, he said, if you come and you learn of me, he said, you will get rest. And when you talk about rest here, we are not talking about somebody going to bed in the night. We're talking about fulfillment. We're talking about joy. We're talking about coming to completion of what you lay your hands upon. Now, the invitation implies that God's plan for everyone is to learn this new way of life that Jesus Christ came to introduce. Because the world has been under Babylonian system. It is all about struggling to achieve and trying to achieve greatness independent of God. And you see people saying they are self-made people. And God is saying, no, I'm a jealous God. You cannot be here and do anything and succeed in it without me. Jesus Christ told us in John chapter 15 verse 5, he said, for without me, the later part said, for without me, you can do nothing. I like you to listen very carefully. The world is structured for struggle and pressures. Now, Jesus Christ came to exempt us from all the struggles and the pressure of this world. I remember in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, the Bible says, He delivered us from the power of darkness and He translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. He said to us, He said, He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amplified version said, He said that we may have life until it overflows. Now, the point is, this is not automatic without the knowledge of the truth. So when Jesus Christ came here, He was showing the people. Many times when I read the scripture, I just think about me sitting down under that teaching as Jesus Christ sat beside the mountain and He called the people and began to talk to them about this new revelation of how to live above the mentality and human reasoning. And He was showing them, He told them, let's go back to that. In Matthew chapter 26, chapter 6, verse 24, we started from verse 22 last week. Now, from verse 26, now He said, no man can serve two masters. That's Jesus Christ speaking right now, telling them what He had from His Father, the message He brought from heaven. Now, He said, for either He will hate the one and love the other, or else He will hold to the one and despise the other. He said, ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Now, that was Jesus Christ yourself, bringing these people beside the mountainside, and I saw thousands of people sitting down to hear a way of living without sweating, because everything they learn before the time is how to struggle to achieve. But you have to put pressure on yourself to please God. Now, He was telling them the other way around, that these are the principles of the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God rules over all. Now, we saw from verse 24 that He said, you cannot serve two masters. Now, listen to this, beloved. Understand that there are forces on this earth that is contesting for your attention. Do you know that people don't serve the devil directly? Oh my God. People serve their needs. Can I say that one again? People don't serve the devil directly. They serve their needs. And as long as you serve your need, you continue to be in need. Mammon is a god of money. Is a god of need. The intention of Mammon is to control your life and make you a slave. And Jesus Christ said, come on now, Mammon is a taskmaster. See this? Satan uses the god of money, the god of need, as a bait to let you feel that the more you do, the more you get. No, and Jesus Christ was saying, no. As long as you serve Mammon, you will cut divine provision off. He said, oh my God, I think I need to let you see this one. Jesus Christ showed us clearly there are two masters, God and money. No, He didn't even mention the devil, because He knows that if you are captured by the God of Mammon, directly you will be under the devil. Now, see how the devil came to Jesus during the time of temptation. Now, He said, Jesus Christ, if you bow to me, I will give you what? The kingdom of this world and its glory. I will give you everything. And He just wants you to bow. Do you know that there are people that are Christians and they are serving Mammon and they don't know it? Because the point it means that you just do everything to meet your need, whether it's of God or not. Now, I know a lot of people don't even know the last time they go to church because they go to work. They are serving bills. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I know somebody is hearing me right now, but I'm just letting you see. I'm not condemning you. I'm just telling you it's not going to change if you go that route. That's the truth. That's the truth. I'm not judging you. I'm just showing you the truth that is in the word of God. Now, Jesus Christ was saying it, and I believe so strongly that during Jesus' days, there are people that are going through that. And they think that as much job that they do, that's what pays their bills. Here comes Jesus Christ telling them, no. If you continue to just serve Mammon, you will be in a cage. You will be in prison. And that's why a lot of people, including Christian people that we think they are born again and they are speaking in tongues. You cannot enjoy life until you serve God and you allow mammon to go. Now, when you discover that you don't have time anymore for God, no time to go to church, no time to fulfill your ministry. Now, you are always looking for more job to do to fulfill a need. You're already under the government of mammon. Now, you say, Bishop, you need to understand. You need to understand. That was what Jesus Christ met them doing. And he said, I don't understand. This thing will kill you. In fact, you make so much money, you don't even have life to use it. Can you just imagine that? Now, when you labor and you are not putting God in his place, labor of life can squeeze life out of you. Jesus Christ said, hold on God, and you will be able to disgrace the God of mammon. Paul the apostle saw that, and he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We live in a needy world, and God has made provision for every one of us. If you put God in his place, he says, seek ye for the kingdom of God, we get there too. He said, and his righteousness, what happened? And all these things people are dying to get will be added to you. That is God's word. The Bible tells me, he said, your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of these things. But as long as you serve mammon, mammon will give you more ways to serve him. And that's why when you are not making what you are making right now, you already told somebody, if God can just help me and I just make about maybe 2,000 more, then I'll be satisfied. Now you are making 3,000. Now you still are not having peace. Because it can end. Mammon will always give a way to put you in slavery. And Jesus Christ was telling them, I know these things. You don't know this guy. I knew him. He will just paint it as if it's a way of life so that he can squeeze life out of you and put you in bondage. He won't call it Satan. He will call it your needs. And I say it's going to be so logical. It's going to be so not only logical. It's going to be something you want to say is natural with everybody, it's legit. Thank you. But behind it is a spirit that want to put you in bondage. It will just frustrate you because you keep on running after need and you never meet it. I've seen people just say, okay, I just want to get a new car. I just want to buy a new house. And if I do more job, I'll be able to get it. Guess what? The moment you buy that car, you buy that house, another need comes. And then you say, okay, let me just add more time. Maybe if I get another job. And God is saying that it leads to so many things you don't know. And before you know it, the enemy has taken away your health. He has taken away your peace. He has taken away your joy. In fact, he has taken away the children. He has taken away the family. You don't even have time for, you don't even know them anymore. Because you are serving mammon. My prayer for you today is that you are delivered from the spirit of mammon in the name of Jesus. That's why you can't give. Is this language is my hard earned money. Because it's your money. So you earn it hardly. So you are spending it very hardly. Now if God is the one that gives the money, you won't struggle to give it out. I'm telling you, because you know he gave it to you and you know he will bring more. But because you are the one doing it, one of the things I have always been praying that God will open the eyes of majority of us in the body of Christ in this end time is the ability to see God's supernatural hand of providing above what you can do. Because God has not changed. You see, in the Bible days, he says it's different. God has not changed. You are the one that changed. You didn't believe him that he can do what he has done. But the Bible tells me he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I saw my Lord Jesus Christ gather these thousands of people beside the mountain. And I saw him just walking around them, just telling them, you can live better than this. He was telling them the glory that you lost in the garden is back. This is the way I structure everything before man fell. This is the principle I give to them. And if they follow it, they get result. And I strongly believe that mammon was not introduced in the Garden of Eden. That was why abundance and peace and joy was governing the garden before they fell. And I've seen a lot of people carrying Bible still serving mammon. You need to just get yourself into a place whereby you begin to depend on the one that put you here, not on what you can do on your own. If he's leading you that direction, if he's asking you to do stuff, it's a different ball game. You just follow him. Now, let's see something in verse 25. Let's see something in verse 25. I'm sharing with you right now the principle of sweatless living. Don't serve mammon. Running around money. People, I said something to somebody sometimes. I said people that run, that run after money mourns. I think I said that. Okay. Now, verse 25. He said, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Now, I have somebody just saying, Jesus, you don't live in my community. If you live there, you'll see. Now, because he is saying something here that almost everybody do every day. Now, listen to this. That is a comprehensive plan of God for your life that covers everything. Worry is an indication that you have not seen it. Now, I'm not saying that you didn't know it. You've not seen it. Because if you see it, you will apply it. Every instruction from God gives you a victory on the earth. In fact, it takes pressure out of your life. Jesus Christ said, don't worry at all about what you are going to drink, what you are going to wear, where you are going to live. And somebody said, but that's all life. Listen to this. Nobody gets into worry overnight or by glancing through it. No, it is out of thoughts. You sit down and you begin to think. I love the way Jesus Christ said, he said, take no thought. So that means thought can be served. And when you take it, it becomes worry. And when worry comes in, you get into stress. From stress to anxiety. Anxiety to sickness. I told you the other time, Satan don't go through those subtle way that people used to know. Let me use hand sanitizer so that no germ touches my hand. He knows you are too smart now. It doesn't come by germs or bacteria anymore. It comes through worry, anxiety, stress. And you will see people that you think they are doing well, they are not doing well at all because their mind is full of worry. And Jesus Christ began to say about 2,000 years ago that he's coming to a time people's lifespan is going to be cut short because of this. And it's going to be centered all around their needs. And he mentioned them, he said, food. Now, it's not, it's, oh my God, can I just talk to you tonight? Yeah, I'm already talking. Now, listen. Now, do you know that when you begin to take thought, it affects your language. It affects your word. It determines your life. Because the Bible says, by your word you are snared, and by your word you are delivered. There are things that Jesus Christ highlighted here that even the psychologists will tell you is called the hierarchy of needs. I'm telling you, he's talking about food, he's talking about shelter, he's talking about clothing and all that. Jesus Christ said, is life not more than raiment? A dead person don't know about shelter. A dead person don't know about clothing. A dead person don't know about food. He said, if I can give you life, can't I supply everything? Do you convince me to be created? I brought you here on my plan. Let me take care of it. Oh my God. Jesus said, if you will depend on me because you trust me that I gave you life, there is nothing I can't give you. I know what life demands. Before you all came here, I was here. I know what life demands. All I am asking you is to trust me and see my glory all over you. And I already begin to see that thousand people, I mean, several thousand people that were listening to Jesus that day, they began to nod their head. It's true, that walking my uncle. Yeah, my brother died just like that. Because they were looking for stuff. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to fix it. If God said don't worry about it, then he got a plan. Jesus Christ was going to Jairus' house because the daughter was sick. And some people came and they met Jesus. They said they met Jairus and they said, don't trouble the master. Your daughter is already dead. Now I don't know the last time Jesus Christ told them he was troubled. Now, there are people around us, they want to show us the example of somebody that failed. They want to tell us, Jesus Christ, don't do that again. They want to put more pressure upon our lives so that we begin to think like them. Now, let your attention be upon Jesus and you'll be so surprised of where he's going to take you. He said, and let me read that scripture again so that you can just flow with me. He said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Stop thinking about it. Bishop, it's not so easy not to think about it. Now, it's a practice. Start practicing it. Just as you practice to be angry. Because the first time you are not an angry person. After some time, you begin to practice it, how to be angry, unconsciously. The same thing somebody said to you some few years ago that you don't even care about. Now, you get infuriated. You get so angry. Now, just as you practice that and it becomes what you tell everybody that I get angry easily. Now, you start practicing depending on him. Keep on telling yourself, I know I have the Lord. My Savior is alive. Now, I told somebody, I said, if you have not been in your past, I mean, if you have not been in your future when it was about a year ago and God brought you here, what tells you that in the next 1 year, God is not there? You just worry about so many things that the majority of what you worry about is there's something you can't fix. Somebody is worried when he was about 16. I mean, he's about 12. He's so worried, when is he going to drive? Now, he's worried about when he's going to drive a car. And they say, what is it? He says, he's crying. He said, why are you crying, baby? He said, I just want to drive. You still have to wait until you are 17. At least 17 or 16 or 17. Now, it's not going to take your priority or your privilege away from you. You just need to wait. God is saying you don't have to cry. He said, what you will eat, what you will drink, what you are going to put upon your body is my responsibility. He said, is not life more than meat and body more than raiment? God wants to turn something around permanently in your life. And he's just sending me to you today. Enough of worrying. Enough of stress. Enough of, failure in your life. Your master, your Lord, is concerned about your destiny. And tonight, you can just release it to him. I'm going to pray with you. You want to just say, Jesus, I just want you in my life. I know I have worried. Now, I told somebody, he said, I don't know how to pay my bill tomorrow. Tomorrow is due. And I said, oh, yeah, I know. But we're going to pray and we're going to trust God. And I asked this person a question. How did you pay it last month? He said, that's another story. I said, how do you? He said, I don't even know how I'm going to pay. Suddenly somebody just came and he helped me. Oh, so he paid it last month. And you can't trust him, he will pay it again. Many times when we quickly forget that God knows our need before it happened. We quickly forget. We behave as if we are the author and finisher of our life. Jesus is sending me to you. He said, before you woke up, I'm already there. Before you ever think about it, I'm already solving it. I know you, I love you, I pay an awesome price, and I won't watch you go down. And if you are there, I want you to just say this prayer after me. You want to say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I want to be born again. I want you to show me how to live a sweatless life. Say this after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your glory. I commit my life to your hand right now. And I give my life to you. I invite you to live inside of me. Let your glory cover me. Thank you for saving me. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You are now a child of God. Learning the principles of the kingdom cannot just come into your bedroom. You have to just go and learn it. And that's why we have another service tomorrow morning.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Do, Bishop.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. My goodness, we are truly blessed. We want to welcome our listening audiences. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We actually have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come on out and worship with us. The second service is at 10 a.m. So you can come to the first service at 8 a.m. or the second service at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, no problem. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, we want to see you in the services tomorrow because tomorrow is a very special service. Tomorrow's service theme is Day of Restoration. Day of Restoration. Oh, my. So if you want God to restore the things the enemy has stolen from you, you need to come out. Now, when we get back, Bishop is going to talk to us about the service tomorrow. He's going to enlighten us on the Day of Restoration. But right now, we have, if you don't mind, On the Way coming up right now. So you stay right there. We'll be back after this. Hit me.
Hey. If you don't mind, can I be far from perfect? Just can I be me? Do you have time to see what a work in progress really means? Spend many a night on my knees, 'cause that's the key for me to be free. A thousand tears,
right? We are back live in the studio with your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. I want to take this time to introduce you to the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio with us tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu with us tonight. Sister Thunder is here. Brother Clarence is here. And I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. Now, Brother Christian couldn't be live in the studio with us tonight, so we want to give a shout out to him. But we do expect to hear from him sometime throughout this broadcast. So you stick around for that. But right now, it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment we like to call The Moment of Change. And standing in for Brother Christian and taking us right into The Moment of Change is Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence, how are you tonight?
I am so blessed, Sister Jan. Thank you so very much for that. we just thank God this evening for you, Bishop. We thank God for your life.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for what you are doing in this ministry that we are under. You know, the word is powerful. The word is very powerful. The word that is coming from you, it's affecting lives everywhere.
Praise
you know,
Lord.
And I know that you have affected my life in a lot of ways, yes. And you're still affecting it even as we speak today.
Praise
and
God.
I just want to thank God for your life and just,
Amen.
You know, continue that God will continue to bless you
Amen.
And continue to keep you upright and just, you know, do things in your life that has never been done before.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Tonight, with our moment of change is coming from what you were talking about. You know, you talked about, you said last week that I had something special for you. And
yeah.
you said I want to talk about money just to let us know how useless money really was.
I'm telling you.
And I was reflecting about what you were saying, that money is, in essence, it's really useless at times. If you don't have your health and your strength, it's useless.
Yeah.
If you don't have no joy, it's useless.
It's useless. Yeah.
If you don't have no peace, it's useless. You know, and Jesus said, you know, come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Mm. And in today's society, people are looking for rest.
Yeah.
They are looking for rest. I mean, the society today is in total chaos.
Mm.
You know, we medicate these things and the pain just won't go away.
That's it.
They're doing all sorts of things to bring peace to themselves. Mm. But that peace doesn't last.
Mm.
You know, it's only temporary.
Yeah.
You know, you said something this morning about, you know, I think it was in Corinthians that the things that you see is temporary.
Temporary.
But the things that we cannot see are eternal. So my question is, you know, you talk about sweatless and profitable living. Okay, I was sweating over here earlier, you know that, right? Okay. Trying to get that iPad, but it wasn't working. So you said we're called for joy, peace, and not hardships.
That's
and why is it that we... There's so much hardships, even in the body of Christ also. Mm-hmm. You understand
mm-hmm.
me? Mm-hmm. You know, speak on that for a little bit, you know, to our audience.
Okay.
You know, even those that are not saved, you know, we know why they're going through hardships, but in the body of Christ, why we are going through these hardships.
Mm. You see, thank you, Brother Clarence. You see, Jesus Christ knew all these things is going to happen. Now, you remember I quoted a scripture in Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28.
Yes, sir.
He said, come unto me, all ye that labor. That's hardship.
Mm-hmm.
And heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. And he didn't stop there. Otherwise, would have just been in church and just said, okay, Jesus Christ, we are here. Okay, now, where is the rest you talked about?
Mm-hmm.
He said, come and learn of me. Does that mean that is something to learn?
Exactly.
And when you graduate from that school, you become a champion.
Amen.
Now, the problem in the body of Christ is they come to Jesus, they don't want to learn anything. And that's why church becomes like a drive-through place.
That's true.
People, I've seen people come to church with no writing material at all.
Amen.
So, I don't want to remember.
Yeah. You know, I want to say this here. You know, people come, you know, I think people are satisfied with salvation. And I see this in the body of Christ.
So
they're just satisfied just to be saved.
No.
And me, under this teaching that I'm under, it's not just to be satisfied with salvation.
No.
It's so much more to learn about the kingdom of God.
Now, you see, Brother Clarence, look at this. Jesus Christ came for two major assignments. The first one is the gospel of salvation,
Amen.
Which
Amen.
Takes you to heaven.
Amen.
The second one, which he preached, is the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Now, the gospel of salvation, check the scripture. You will discover that Jesus can't mention to be born again once.
That's right.
But he was teaching of when you got born again, how do you live here? Because you are still in the midst of the people you used to know, the situation that used to happen. So how do you get out of it? Now, listen to this. People work. They do all manner of things so that they can fulfill these three things. The food to eat. Clothes to wear, where to live. Maybe when a shelter talks about the car you want to drive. And Jesus Christ said, it is pagans that are concerned about that. So you will begin to see there are so many people in church playing paganism.
Mm, that's
So, man, Bishop, I'm still, so. We're still in Matthew 11.
No,
and we've covered verse 28, but I want to go on to 29 and 30.
Okay.
So it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
Yeah.
And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy. What is it talking about when it says, take my yoke upon you?
Yeah.
And what does it mean when it says, my yoke is easy?
Okay. Now, I'm going to talk to you from the perspective of the scripture. You know, the Bible was written from the Middle East. And when they go to farm, they used to use these animal donkeys and oxen for farming. And they would tie two oxen together and they put yoke. Wooden yoke, like a wooden something on their neck. So this is the way it is. It is two per time. So if the other donkey is going one down, the other one have to go too. Otherwise, you will break your neck. So if the other one is going down, you have to go. If he's coming up, you have to come up.
Right,
now, Jesus Christ was saying, tie your neck with mine. Let's eat together. Let's go together. When I lift up my head, we have to lift it together. Amen. When I go down, we have to... We want to do things our way. It doesn't matter. You say, but I don't. That's just me. Now, I know it's you, but this thing is hurting you so bad. So when Jesus Christ was saying that, he was just saying, come and learn a better way of life. If you will bend when I bend, if you will stand up when I stand up, I'm telling you, you will live as if you are in heaven right now on the earth. And you can't get those answers except you know what is in the book called the Bible.
Amen. Yeah. And the last thing I wanted to reiterate is when we talk about needs, sometimes we interchange the word needs when we really mean wants and desires.
Yeah.
So every time we get a little more, we tend to want and desire a little more and never become satisfied.
Yeah.
So we were talking about that when we were discussing this.
In fact, you see, that's why I have discovered this. God wants to satisfy not only your needs, but even your want.
That's true.
I am telling you the truth. Now, do you know that it's only human being that have want? Animals don't.
I want this.
And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, but there cannot be satisfaction in your want except Jesus Christ comes in.
Amen.
You will always be looking for more. It's your satisfaction, because when he gives you anything, he gives you peace with it.
Amen. But Clarence, I think we have a caller on the line.
Yes, we have one. The question to tie into what we're talking about tonight. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am there.
I know. What can we do for you tonight, caller?
Everyone in the studio, you know, the word is coming with great power.
Praise the Lord.
I want to thank you. Thank you for being such an obedient vessel to the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord.
More unction upon you.
Amen.
You know, as you were speaking, I got this revelation. I said, thank God for the word, because you were pointing some things that I myself, as a listener and part of this team, I've been so blessed by it.
Amen.
You know, I would go back to that word where Sister Tonda was. But, you know, I want us to remember, you know, First John chapter 5, sir, and verse 3, it say, for this is the love of God, that we know his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
They are not grievous.
And so Jesus came and gave us that same understanding, said, take my yoke, learn of me. And when it comes to learning, sir, I want you to help me and everybody here. Learning can be complicated, especially when you have the wrong teacher, especially when people are teaching you the wrong thing. Because if you are taught by somebody who does not know,
Then
you're going to know what the person knows, and you don't know anything. So help us understand, because if we learn, then we have peace. How does this process work? Because learning is not just yesterday. It's not just Sunday to Sunday.
No.
It's not just going to church services. Amen. You got to take a special interest in going to leadership meetings. You got to be engaged with a lot of other things. Help us understand. Help me understand it, sir. Thank you, guy.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Christian. Now, I want us to understand that when you are born again and the Spirit of the living God is inside of you, he continues to lead you.
Amen.
Many times we don't want to listen because of religion. Okay, it's my father's church. My grandfather built it. My great-grandfather is the foundation. In fact, he's the stone. Now,
I am not saying you are not saying the truth, but if you are not growing, it's a wrong place.
That's it.
If you are not growing, it's a wrong place. Amen. Now, the Spirit bear witness in our spirit that we are the children of the living God. You see, when you get a word that is not changing you, it's not increasing you, Amen. Probably you are just listening to religious words. Amen. Because God's word is supposed to change Amen. You and move you forward Amen. If you will allow him. And that's it. Amen. So if you want to grow as a believer, pray, Lord Jesus, lead me to a place where I must grow. You will.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Thank you, sir. I want to turn this back over to Sister Jan, but I want to say this right quick. This is a powerful discussion here, and I know we're going to continue this next week.
Yeah, we are.
Back to you, Sister Jan.
Thank you, wow. Brother Clarence. Wow. And thank you so much, Brother Christian, for joining us here in your hour of destiny fulfillment. That was an awesome Moment of Change segment. But now it's time to get into my favorite segment of the broadcast. Yeah. And that's where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people.
Amen.
So that means it's testimony time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A blessing.
And, yes. And Bishop, our testimony tonight, this is an awesome testimony because, you know, we get so much in the ministry. We, you know, we have the word coming powerful every Sunday, every Wednesday, every program, the word is coming. But we also have things to help us to live, because you're talking about living in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And how to, you know, for us to make from day to day. And this sister testified that she came to a mortgage seminar that we had at the church.
Yeah.
And her and her husband, and during that mortgage seminar, they were talking about, you know, ways of you know, getting, acquiring real estate and
property.
You know, properties and all of that, and getting tenants and all of that. And she had an inspiration to go ahead and invest.
Does it?
And so her and her husband, they invested in the real estate business. And I'm telling you, Bishop, she testified that to the glory of God, they got their first tenant. And they didn't sign just a 1-year contract, because, you know, normally it's a 1-year contract.
Yeah.
But these tenants signed a 2-year contract. Is that not the grace of God?
Beloved, now listen to this. Yes. If you want to struggle, now you can continue forever. But God is sending me to you. Stop.
Amen.
Now I remember that they were just in their finances, they trusting God. And the Lord just inspired us to just put this together. And the inspiration come. Now, can you just imagine if they are not there?
That's right.
Yes.
They will still be on the same spot. Mm-hmm. Now they have a property. That they have two now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're still moving.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you are hearing me. Come tomorrow. Another opportunity is coming. You will hear something that will stir something up in your inside. And the next place will be on the top.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What an awesome testimony. Amen. So you're listening to your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We are Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first service is 8 a.m. That's our early service. And the second service is at 10 a.m. So come out to one of these services. And if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. Now, the number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, Bishop, we're getting ready to open the phone lines. The phone lines are going to be open. If you want Bishop to pray with you, give us a call here in the studio. Bishop is live. He's standing by. He's waiting to pray with you. He's willing to answer any questions you may have. You may have heard something in the Moment of Change. That was an awesome Moment of Change. And you may have heard something that stirred in your spirit. You may have a question or a discussion. Call in and ask Bishop whatever is on your heart. If you want him to pray with you, call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. The number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. That number is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, we're going to talk to you about the service tomorrow of a day of restoration.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, I want Sister Thunder to tell us a little bit about the rest of the things that's happening this month in June in CREPA.
So next weekend, can y'all say next weekend?
Next weekend.
We are having our Dominion celebration. So it's going to begin on Friday, June 15th at 7 p.m. We're going to come back on Saturday, June 16th at 7 p.m. And we're going to wrap it all up on Father's Day, which is Sunday, June 17th. Now, this weekend is also full with our friends and family. So we're going to have a giveaway that begins at 12 noon on Saturday. We're going to do a cookout and a giveaway, so you don't want to miss it. So Saturday, you get a double blessing. You get the cookout, the giveaway at 12, and then we come back and we're going to do our Dominion celebration at 7. Now, the theme for this Dominion celebration is the power of stressless living. The power of stressless living. So make sure you come on time, 7 p.m. on Friday, June 15, 7 p.m. on Saturday, June 16, and 10 a.m. on Sunday, June 17. Now, if you haven't got your copy of Overcoming Faith by Dr. Abiola Idowu, this would make a great Father's Day gift. Now, you can purchase your books from WestbowPress.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, or Books A Million. You don't want to miss an opportunity to get this book. It's never too late. This can be your Father's Day presents. It can be birthday gifts. Christmas is right around the corner, too, now. So go ahead and get your books. Now, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, we would like you to partner with us. Now, you can partner with us by using your cell phone. You can text as one word, give and be blessed, to 73256. You can visit our webpage at www.crepa.org, and you can select give at the top right menu bar. When you see the drop down menu, hit CREPA Radio Support. Now you can mail your blessing as well. You can mail it to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Or, of course, you can bring it tomorrow with you when you come to service. When you come to our Day of Restoration service.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Thunder. Bishop, we still have the phone lines open, and the number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. If you want Bishop to pray with you, give us a call. He'll be happy to pray with you. He's standing by. The number is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, I want to go back to the Dominion celebration because that's coming up, you know, this weekend.
Yeah.
And I want to, well, actually not this weekend. It's coming up next weekend.
Next weekend.
There you go.
Next weekend.
But I want to go back to that because a lot of times when we say Dominion celebration, people think we're having a party. And
yeah, Jesus party.
With the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Jesus party.
Yeah, but we want them to know that this is the word coming forth.
Mm-hmm.
The word is coming forth, and it's the power of stressless living.
Does it?
So, Bishop, tell us about that. Tell us, first of all, why do we call it Dominion Celebration?
Mm. You see, if you look into the scripture, you discover that man was created to dominate. In fact, yes. David saw that and he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou art visited him? He said, you made him low. I mean, you make him lower than all the angels, and you have put all things. How many things? All things mm-hmm. under his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is sickness, disease, resources. Talk about it. It's under man. See, when man sinned, he lost the connection. When Jesus Christ came, he reconnected us. So, dominion is already here now because of the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he has to be taught.
Amen. Yes.
So when we are talking about dominion, we are talking about you returning back to the garden experience. Amen. You want to be able to rule everything, including the devil. Amen. See, but you see, religion won't teach you. Religion makes you a slave to life. So this meeting is going to change your life. And the theme is sweat the power of sweat. Yes. Stressless living. Now, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me in the place of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord told me, he said, what is killing people these days is stress.
Mm. Yes.
He said, and I want to take it out of the life of my people.
Amen.
Now, and you know, each time God wants to take something out of people's life, he sent forth his word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because yes. if you can't connect him with his word, you can't connect him at all. So this meeting is going to change people's life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we want you to come out to that. That is next weekend. It starts, what, that Friday night?
Yeah.
And starts Saturday at 7 night. P.M. that Friday, 7 P.M. that Saturday, and 10 A.M. that On Sunday. Yeah. So you don't want to miss that because, I mean, Bishop, we all need to know how to live a stressless yes. life. Amen. I'm telling you. Wow. That's so it. That's really important. Yeah. So don't come without something to write with.
You have to.
Bring wow. your, Let's bring your writing. Let's, bring your it. Writing materials so you can write down and take notes because this is going to be an awesome word coming from the Lord.
Mm.
So now the phone lines are still open, and the number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. He can answer any of your questions you may have. Just give us a call at 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service is the day of restoration.
That's it.
Now, I mean, cause, and I'm telling you, I know everybody, you know, the enemy is busy and he's stolen a lot of things from people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if you want him to restore, if you want God to restore the things that the enemy has taken from you, you want to come out to this service yeah. tomorrow. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about you might want him, to, you might want God to restore your relationship with
That's
God.
It.
I mean, some people have lost their relationship with God.
That's
or
it.
They've kind of, you know, fell away from mm-hmm. it. You mm-hmm. know, you might want him to restore your health.
Yeah.
Your finances,
mm-hmm.
your marriage,
mm-hmm.
your joy, just your peace.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. So tomorrow is the day of restoration. And Bishop, I said we were going to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
So tell us about tomorrow's service.
Do you know you will not push anything if you don't know the amount of inheritance that God has given to you in Christ Jesus? If you don't know it, you just be laid back. In fact, you'll be thinking, for what? But if you know it, you will see that you've been so cheated and you'll be angry from your inside to take it. Now, take for example, the Holy Spirit spoke to me in the place of prayer and he said to me, I was not even thinking about it. And he said, it's restoration. And I said, Lord, what are you saying? He said, I'm going to bring back those things that the enemy has stolen. Remember, he came to steal, to kill and to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what he has stolen from you. The word of the Lord has gone ahead of tomorrow's mm-hmm. service. And Amen. God is going to restore everything back to you Amen. By the power of his Holy Spirit. Now, look at it from Genesis chapter 1. You will discover that God restored everything back to the earth by the power of his Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and the Spirit was moving upon the surface of the water. And God said, let there be light. Now, something is going to come to you tomorrow. It's going to bring things back. Just come with your faith. Amen. God already prepared the table.
Amen.
Amen.
No, yeah, Amen. Yes, it. Lord. We'll be there tomorrow, so Bishop. You know I'll be there for
I know.
Sure. And we want you to be there too. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So, Bishop, I'm going to go over to the phone lines. We okay. have Sister Veronica on the line. Sister Veronica, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm asking for a prayer. I have a number of situations, and I'm asking for the Bishop to pray
okay.
for
me. Okay. Okay, I'm going to pray with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you are just speaking to me, the Lord is saying, I'm going to lift up your head.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about it. In fact,
Hallelujah.
As if it's not happening at all, the word of the Lord came to me and he said, tell her I'm going to lift up her head. Father, I stand by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I decree right now, everything that is stopping your greatness, because the word of the Lord told me, I have prepared her for years and now it's time to expose Amen. It. Father, I decree everything that stops your path, I remove them now in the mighty name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I command you, Satan, take off your hand Amen. From this life. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Enter into that God has planned for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you Praise so much, Sister Veronica. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and you can give us a call right now in the studio. Bishop is here. He's live. He's ready to pray with you. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will pray with you. He'll answer any questions you may have. Just call us at 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, I'm so excited about the services tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when we talk about restoration, people, a lot of times we don't realize that God is in the business of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is. If we look at this scripture, Job 42:10, it says, "And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he had prayed for his friends." But not only that, it also goes on to say, "And the Lord gave Job twice. As much as he had before."
That's it.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the enemy thinking he's done something, but God comes back and give you twice as much?
Mm-hmm. That's our Father God.
Yes.
Now, you see, if you know how much he loves you. Now, let me take that one back. If you believe how much he loves you, because you can know, I have met people say, "I know God loves me." But if you believe how much God loves you, you will jump to church tomorrow and you just say, "I just come for my portion."
Amen. Yes.
Oh, yes. Somebody said this one in a meeting and I just said, "Oh, my God." He said, "Is the service over?" I said, "Yes." He said, "But I'm supposed to be healed today. I'm supposed to be healed today."
Amen.
So if the service is over, you better start another one, because I'm not going to. I'm not going.
Say, "Give me my portion."
So you are, "I have got to be healed today."
Wow.
And come on now, the heaven just opened. You see, come with that expectation. I am going to get my restoration today. If that is your dream, if that is your song, Jesus is set to do something.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. And that service is tomorrow. We're talking about tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Come out to that service, the Day of Restoration. Oh, my goodness. And you'll be mightily blessed. Okay, Bishop, we're going back to the phone lines. We have Sister Regina on the line. Sister Regina, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I'm having some serious financial problems, and I just don't seem to be able to dig myself out of this hole. My house is going into foreclosure. I'm trying to save that, but I don't see where the funds are coming from. And I need a miracle. That's what I need.
Yeah, I'm so happy you are talking to us tonight.
Yes.
Because that miracle, I'm telling you, as the prophet of the Most High God, that miracle you are trusting God for is already at your door right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I'm telling you, my sister, there is an anointing here right now. It's the anointing for restoration. Now, one thing I want you to do for me, don't worry about it. You understand what I'm saying? Relax as if it's not happening, because there is a savior. The one that saved your soul can save your house, can save your finances, can save everything. And as I pray with you right now, I decree right now that every area you need restoration, every area you need a miracle, the Lord will supply it. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, and I pronounce total restoration. A miracle only you can do. I command right now that the angels of the Lord goes into action as touching your life. They connect you with help that you need right now. That by this time next Saturday, you'll be testifying that it's already done.
Amen.
Take it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank
Praise
you so much, Sister Regina. God bless you. So, Bishop, it looks like we're getting closer. Our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here. I want to remind our audiences that we certainly would love you to come out to our services tomorrow. The services are at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We've been talking about the Day of Restoration. You don't want to miss that. Come out, and I mean, I'm telling you, God will restore to you the things that the enemy think he's taken, the things that he thinks he's going to keep from you. Come out tomorrow to this service and see that God is going to restore them to you. Now, this has been your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Iduwu. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we'd love for you to tune in again. So we'll be back next week, but until then, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus is alive.
Amen. Still.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Iduwu. from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.
They'll call it a mystery, but we're gonna call it
victory.
We'll be writing history. It's gonna be
victory.
There'll be signs on top of signs, just so you know that
history,
it's saying victory
is with me.
Oh, let them laugh about it. Don't worry what the doubters saying. Yes, it's an uphill battle, but guess who else is playing? The next time y'all in action, and the ghost is in the room. Watch it work through masses. You know that we've been yelling.
Let it be.
To be